BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get out and vent the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is. The Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe.
Welcome, everybody, to the Boss Fest Podcast on this beautiful Wednesday. How y'all doing today? Hopefully, you are being productive, going after it. As for us, it is hot. AC done went out in the building, and it is hot. But we still here, dropping game, dropping jewels, ready to have a good time. I'm joined by my beautiful wife, lovely co-host, Edwina. How you doing today, babe?
I'm good. You were so loud. Like, I don't know if maybe I was just like feeling tired and I'm like, oh Lord, you're welcome. Don't woke me up. Like scared the heck out of me. The heck out of me.
So is Wednesday? You seem a little sluggish. Let's see if we can pick this thing up.
I don't know if Wednesday is Wednesdaying, but I guess I'll tell you a story. You know, like some people be having allergies. I don't have a problem with allergies, you know, thank goodness. But some people have a problem with allergies and then they snore and they don't sleep well. So sometimes, you know, it affects how people get rest. So y'all get y'all rest on this wonderful Wednesday.
You know what? Typically, I would take that as an L. But since I wasn't even in the house at 2, like I left the house at 2 in the morning, you had a whole nother period of time where you could have been well rested. Don't blame me. You got to blame yourself. Blame yourself. But welcome again to the Boss Fest Podcast. Today's topic, let me pull up my notes.
So today's topic is the power of the pivot. And listen, you guys, in full transparency, we were going to have a guest with us today. As we do on our Boss Fest countdown, but in all things and business and life, we are pivoting past that and moving on with the show.
Hey, that's a real pivot, ain't it?
That's what you got to do. Like people, like so, if plan A don't work out, you got to go plan B, C, and D. It is what it is. Keep this thing moving.
Man, I created a whole awesome title for like, hey, why most entrepreneurs fail to pivot. And you just had a whole different topic, but we're going to work it out.
I mean, because when I say the topic, you think you're going to add something like the AI tell you one thing and you be trying to be all politically correct. We are talking about pivoting today, sir.
Either way, I think we can hit on both topics. But since I control the information and how it's displayed, this is how we're going to rock it.
So you think you control, but whatever.
I guess we're going to see how this plays out. We're going to pivot on the conversation. What you got?
No, I was just thinking about our entrepreneur journey. I know right now we are ramping up for Boss Fest. We have 11 days until Boss Fest, which I'm really excited about Boss Fest. But y'all, when the bills be billing, when you come to these events, y'all support your local events. That's all I'm going to say in that moment. But the point of what I was saying is as we're thinking about Boss Fest and being 11 days away, it made me start to reflect on our entrepreneur journey, which people don't know. We started this thing trying to be the biggest hemp sellers. We were gonna knock this CBD thing out of the park and we was gonna be millionaires in 2 weeks once we got the product dropped, and everybody was gonna be like, man, that CBD thing is popping. And that's how this entrepreneur thing started for us. And it's really important to understand that in some things you have to pivot, because when we started that, there was a lot of things we didn't know about business, which is kind of how Boss Fest became what it is, because we met a lot of entrepreneurs, people that we didn't even know were in business. We've not seen in the community, but didn't know they had a business or a side hustle. And a lot of things weren't set up the right way. So, you know, and seeing that, that kind of is what birthed our next entrepreneur journey. But we lost thousands of dollars in that endeavor. And I really do think CBD could have been an amazing business venture for us, but we didn't realize the obstacles. And when people say, man, like, do your research into the market, and there's a lot of things that you, no matter how much time you research and what you do, you just don't know. So you also have to be prepared for the obstacles, because there will always be obstacles, right? Every level of growth, there comes obstacles. But the pivot is what really brought us to Boss Fest, amazing enough. And then I was just reflecting. Why are you looking at me crazy?
I can't hear you no more.
I can hear you. You can't hear me?
Well, keep talking. Maybe it's my stuff and messing up.
You were able to say keep talking and respond to me, but you can't hear me. That's wild. Since we are doing this thing live, let me ask the audience if you can hear me. A thumbs up if you can hear me.
It's back now.
Okay, so it's you raggedy and you messing up my flow.
Like, I apologize. You're blowing me. I can't control.
You're blowing me. I already said you're blowing me.
Then pivot then. Shoot.
You know I leave a podcast. Oh, you know I leave a podcast. Don't start.
No, you back. Listen, I can't control the system and how it's doing this thing. So, we're talking about Boss Fest, and as we're almost on that threshold. You remember how we used to always come to this point? We were like, man, do we ever want to do this again? Do we want to keep putting ourselves out there? And every time we get to this point, it's like, I don't know if I want to do it. And after the event, everything happened, and it's like, yeah, let's do this again. In this moment right now, Boss Fest 11 days away, do you see yourself pivoting from the direction of where you thought Boss Fest would be to where you see it's going now?
So typically I would quit the event, not before the event, but like right after it, right? Or like sometime during the event when all the nonsense is going, I would say, you know, this is the last Boss Fest we are ever doing, because this is crazy. And I'm definitely trying to think of things with a level head. I do know that this is our biggest, most exciting event yet. And I'm really excited about paying attention to what I feel like other entrepreneurs need. But there's definitely this thing in me, and, you know, maybe it's the doubt, I don't know, but right now in this moment, I'm thinking, I won't say the dollar amount, but if you're going to blow a certain amount on bringing educational tools to entrepreneurs in your area, is it not more beneficial to spend that same amount and just invest in yourself? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the difference? And that's really where I am right now. Like, do I pivot from Boss Fest, invest that in myself, come back, you know, with, you know, 10 times, like 10x growth in my own business, and then decide if I want to do it again?
That's powerful. I'm looking at the event too. And of course, you know me, I'm always looking at the dollar amount and trying to figure out, you know, what makes sense, right? Literally, mm-hmm. what makes sense. And every time we get right here, it's like, okay, what can we have done differently? What can we do to improve upon it? What's the next play? How do you get the bodies in the room? Because when you're building something, you're putting your vision out there, your dream out there, especially if it's one of those things where it takes, you know, we'll call it audience participation. You know, the one thing you want is for people to see the same thing you see, have the same energy you have. And depending on what certain spaces you walk into, it can, you know, it can kind of deter you a little bit. every time we go in different spaces, I keep hearing all the time, man, Boss Fest, man, I can't wait. I'm getting my tickets. And then all of a sudden, you know, I go look at the website, like, man, people said,
You didn't get your ticket today?
Yeah, you didn't get your ticket today, huh? When you go get your ticket? Tomorrow? Okay, you can get tomorrow. But I understand the climate that we're in right now, and that can also be playing into it. Everybody's being more cautious with their money. What I am going to tell people is that, hey, we are all in an unknown place right now as relates to what the future holds for our businesses, even in that 9-to-5 space. I'm looking at all of this new technology that's kicking into, like, the 9-to-5 job, this AI technology, these automated forklifts and conveyor belts and all this other stuff. I know for sure in the next 5 to 10 years, like, me managing over a team of employees is going to be obsolete. And it's going to be, am I going to be even in a position where I can manage people, or is I'm going to be managing over machines? Because that's just where the world is shifting to. And that's why we always keep trying to tell people, hey, man, figure out what your side hustle is, because you never know what the future holds for any of this stuff. And that's the pivot, I think, Boss Fest, you know, we try to bring out in our event, right, is that, hey, we want people to kind of get to that same place. And I guess we care. Well, I'm going to say I care. I'll talk to people. I think I care. I want people to get to the next level. Some days I don't care as much, but I think it's just, hey, man, I want people to see.
I want you to care about me. That's what I want you to do. I want you to care about the task.
Okay.
I couldn't help but be petty. Go ahead.
Here go the pivot.
You care.
How can I care about you more, babe?
Listen, I give you some tasks to do, some administration tasks. Care about them tasks and get them tasks done.
I will work on getting the administrative tasks done. That would be my pivot for you after this.
That's not pivot. That is execution. I want you to execute on them tasks.
I will execute on the task.
Okay.
We're going to run it.
But continue. So you care about people.
Yeah. And I think as I go into 2026, I'm already seeing different things that I want to do as relates to the brand and the business. Like I said, we started off trying to do notaries and grants and stuff like that, trying to do CBD. Like, we were trying to do multiple things.
Oh, let's talk about pivot in that the notary thing. I'm sorry, I know you was going somewhere,
but it made
me think. I had almost forgot about the notary thing. I tip my hat off to y'all notaries. I know it's a lot of people out there doing notaries and traveling and whatever. Let me just say, I tried that for all of 2 months. Maybe it was 2 months. Yeah, that is a hard job, y'all. And I don't want nobody to think that I'm being fun. I'm being straight for real. That job is hard. I would go to them people's house, and I ain't gonna tell you what kind of people they was, but they would have pets. The house wouldn't be clean. I got to sit there and do the notary. Your baby is crawling all over the place. It's dirty. It's a smell in here. Why do I gotta be here so late? Why are you asking me questions? Because I'm not the person who sent this paperwork. Just notarize it here. And I was just like, I cannot do that. So I just tip my hat off to y'all. Like, certain things are for certain people, and that was not for me.
But
continue. I had to pivot up out of there.
Right. But it was those things where it was like, hey, you had a whole structure in place because you had been a people leader for so long. You had built a team of people who was going to follow you. And that's the good thing about, you know, knowing, recognizing greatness and leadership, right? Is that when you said, hey, I'm going to start this business, you had, I don't know, 3 or 4 employees that you had worked, that you had been a leader of, saying, hey, if you're doing this, I'm rocking with you because I believe in you so much. And then when you had to come back and look, like, man, you know what? This may not be the play. You're like, all right, how do we shift from that? And we invested the money into that. And hey, that money gone, ain't nothing we can do about it. We pivot. But we had to come to a decision, like, hey, do we keep investing in this, or do we figure out a different play? Because when you think about printers and ink and paper and all the stuff that
goes into it. You can still use some printers to print in the paper. It's still usable.
It is, but I could have kept my $90 printer versus that $700 printer, because now you got to print off 500 pages. It's a whole different level of print now. And them few little ink cartridges that would have lasted me half a year that cost $27, we tried to print off one piece of notary documents one day, and half of it was blank because we ran out of ink. I was like, oh man, we got to invest in it. So yeah, so it's those things. But we had to come to a decision real quick as the notary thing, like, hey, this may not be what it is. And I saw it in your face, right? And I think that's kind of the biggest thing is when you start to see it, when you start to realize what's for you and what's not for you, is that we'll be like, hey, I got to go to this place. I got to drive, I don't know, X amount of miles, get this notary done. They tell me I can't come with nobody. I have to go to somebody's house that's out here in the woods. I think your first few notary jobs, like they test your spirit. They don't warm you up into the notary business. They like send you like to hell house and say, hey, you got to get a couple of stamps for the devil. And they just stand at you, looking at you, talking about something. Do you like red Kool-Aid? You like, man, God dang.
I don't know where that joke was going. But the point is, it was far.
I'm just saying. And it wouldn't even be, the money wasn't even there. And maybe it was because the market became saturated with notaries or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was because it was around COVID time or maybe just after COVID time. And TikTok was starting to do things that told people like how they could get extra income. Because in all honesty, you know, I got the information from TikTok as well. But I mean, it's a perfect point to say, don't be afraid to pivot, because on this entrepreneur journey, there may be several things that you try before you realize that's not really what's for me. Because I appreciate, you know, us seeing the CBD and getting involved in that, because it introduced us to entrepreneurship. Before that, I felt like I had lost myself. I was going to this 9-to-5 and that's all we did. We worked, we got the check, we provided a household. That was it. There was no outside, not even hobbies. We worked. And there's sometimes, and I know some people can say that this resonates with them, but the job had become the identity. And people would look at me and be like, oh, you the Sprint lady. Like, that was literally what my name was. And that's not my identity. That's not who I am. But I had done it for so long. And then it became, once I stepped away from it, what do I have now? Like, what do I do? And I say a lot, like, I miss birthdays, special events, like a lot of things for the job. I would be on call like I was a doctor and, oh, let me help you. And I, at a point that I felt like the company couldn't do things unless like I was the person that needed to do them, because that's how they made you think. Oh, man, like that thing that you implemented, we need you over here to do that. And you're the only person that can do that. But when you step away from that, all of a sudden, 32 other people know how to do it now, right? Like, the company doesn't fall apart when you leave. But it's pivoting beyond the 9-to-5, introducing us to entrepreneurship. So I'm excited and happy that we were able to take the journey to those things. I now know what doesn't work for me. I know I'm not going to want to go to somebody's house, right? I know that. Don't put me in any type of situation like that. And I understand how hard it is when you're paying attention to like the government, when they're basically, I guess you'd say like, solidifying or regulating certain products and how hard that is to fight against that. So I also now understand that, and it makes it easier to kind of find what your lane is.
And I think that's why how the whole Boss Fest thing really started to take form, right? It was, we went through these steps, we saw the challenges, we stumbled along the way. And it was like, man, golly, if we would have just actually had like
a guide.
Not true, a guide. Just okay. something that I'm with you, a guide, something that just allowed for us to, you know, be like, hey, just to bounce this off you, an ideal, like, hey, what you think about this? And at that time, everybody was trying to figure it out, right? And sometimes you gotta go through the struggles. Just so that way, when you come out the other side of it, you just have a better idea of how it looks. But some of those struggles is like, man, golly. Some of these struggles are just almost like self-sabotaging. Just don't go down that road. And sometimes, and that's why we like, man, we got to create this event. We got to create this business where we can help people not go down that road, because there's already going to be enough things that you're going to deal with in your own personal business that ain't even a reflection of what we do in business that you're going to go through. But at least if we can eliminate these few steps, hey, it can help you get through some things faster and make you appreciate the journey. So
No, 100%, because like I said, through the process, we were able to see other people very close to us that really just needed help with, like setup and small questions, you know what I mean? And while there's resources out there, a lot of people are like, I don't know like what resource I'm supposed to pay for, what I'm not supposed to pay for. In all honesty, like when you first get your EIN and you file with the state and they start sending you just the random letters and like, oh, you could pay for this and you could do that. I had so many people saying like, I just thought I'm just supposed to buy what they're sending me, for this amount of cost. And I'm like, oh no, those are just advertisements. Like, you don't need to pay for these things. But those are all things like, because you don't know what you don't know. And I would also say, like, pivoting into a community, if you want to call it, a pivot. But the day that we became part of a community where, like you said, hey, just bouncing this idea off of each other, because sometimes you can be in a circle, right? And maybe the circle is supportive of you, but if every idea you have, the circle is just like, yeah, that's a great idea, just do that. And you're never getting anything that says, well, what if you try it this way? Or what if you try it that way? Then maybe there's no growth there. So that's also a thing that really helps for me, or, my opinion when you're talking about entrepreneurship and really pivoting is having a community of entrepreneurs that really want to see you win. And not just whether it's a community of small minds or a community of people who are like, yes, I support you, but don't support everything. Like, I want someone that can exchange ideas.
I love that. As we're now revamping the vision that we have for our business, I'm even liking the fact I'm gonna say we got a pivot to the pivot, right? Because when we started those notary business and the grant writing business, and we went down that path and we saw, you know what, these were the things we loved about the business. These were the things that we didn't so much like about the business. And for a minute there, it was kind of discouraging, especially for me. I'm like, man, I only want to enter into that space. But now, as I'm evolving, I'm stepping back into that grant writing space. But now, I'm putting myself in a more in a better position to be able to help people at a level that I'm comfortable at, right? And but it took for us to go through those challenges and those steps. So like some of those things are needed. So you got to go through those struggles, but I'm liking what 2026 is going to be for the Boss Fest brand. I definitely want to keep creating these events, but hey,
There was a but a what? Because
I
that's
need
not a sentence.
I want all these tickets to sell, because when you have a vision for something in your mind, you're like, man, all right, if I got X amount of seats, I want all those seats sold, And that's what I want to get to. And I want to get to that place where I look around like, man, weeks before the event even kick off, that all seats are sold out and everything's sold up. And everybody like, hey, man, I tried to go to your website and purchase tickets and I couldn't get one. I'm like, man, hey, we sold out. I want to deal with
I
those
mean,
problems.
for me, what I'll say is the visibility this year, I feel like each year we learn something and we get a little bit better, right? And small steps still equal great steps. So I'm really excited about the visibility and the people that may be speaking great things about Boss Fest that I've never met before, right? Or people who say somebody else got in the room and I don't know them. So that part's really exciting for me. And I say this all the time. Entrepreneurs have to start somewhere. Like if you look at social media can be a place where it just feels very demoralizing, I guess, for lack of a better word, because you'll see people who are on their, level 500 while you're on level 2. And people will say, don't get in the room. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're not doing XYZ, then don't get in that room. But what I'll say is, before I even knew what these rooms were, I saw an event and our first conference. So I never went to like anything small in the community. I just really didn't see it. But I saw this event called Black Equity Con, and I didn't know that they even did business conferences. So we drove to Miami to go to our first business conference and to see the minority business owners in the room supporting each other. And they were like, let's go out to dinner. Let me tell you about this business conference. Are you going here? This is what you got to do here. Get in this community, get in that community. And I said, that's the people that I need to be with, because there was no gatekeeping there whatsoever. They were like, do X, Y, Z. And ever since then, we've been in love with the community behind it. So I saw a post on social media the other day, and it was like, why don't people get into or go to business conferences like in their local area? And people were giving like a list of things. And I really thought about it, and I was like, you know, the people that are like open-minded and they feel like it's for them will get in the room. And as we grow and we expand, it will get, you know, like we'll keep getting better, and we'll, you know, this thing will like blow up. But everybody's on board once it's, you know, it's popping, you know what I'm saying? Like once you modern, everybody want to come to your event, but then everybody can't get in the room at that point. So it's like a catch 22. You want to get in when it's popping, but then the admission, like you said, is sold out. You know, the admission's $100,000 to get in the modern room and work with him, but you got to start somewhere. So I'm gonna say, don't let those things affect you. What Boss Fest will be is what it's supposed to be. And I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited for the love that people are showing. We've been very intentional this year with bringing items that people can really leave with, execution items. You know, we've heard people trying to say they don't understand business credit. We really want to learn business credit. Well, we're going to teach business credit. Everybody this year has been talking about their community, and every time I get on Facebook, somebody has added me to, you know, a community chat, and how did I end up with this? I don't even like breed dogs, but I'm in a dog community. Like, how did that happen? But we're teaching you how to take those communities and now turn them into dollars, how to get them to buy your programs. Like, that's huge for entrepreneurship. So there is definitely knowledge in the Boss Fest room. Like, we talk a lot about David Shands and Brandon Dixon coming in. And yes, they're going to teach you, like, David's going to teach you about scaling. Brandon's going to teach you about how to, like, make money from that social media and turn social media into its own six-figure business. But you got to want to be in the room, right? And before I stop rambling, what I will say is I saw somebody talking to you the other day about how they wanted to like grow their business, and it was important to them to grow their business. But then when you said, hey, you're trying to grow it like this, I have somebody who actually does that, and they'll be at this place. And they said, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. So it's also important for you to understand that everybody won't see the value in what you do, and that's okay. Because maybe it's not their time to see the value. And true. I'm going to stop.
You going to stop?
I mean, I felt like I was going to take us to church. So I was like, let me just stop. Hey, but
you got it. I'm excited for everything that's came my way through the challenges, the up and downs. I know we talk about, you know, things. When we talk about pivoting, and it's just, no, just adjusting, looking at certain business aspects, looking at certain endeavors, and just making that slight tweak that can make it profitable and things of that nature. And I'm liking what the future holds, but I'm more or less excited about the new things that I'm discovering along the way. And thinking about, you know, how we attack the marketing piece of this moving forward. So that way, we build our community. So we know we can have all the knowledge in the world. And that's what our business coach was saying the other day. We was on a group call. He's like, hey, you can have all the knowledge in the world. You can be the foremost expert in something. But if people do not even know that you have that knowledge, nobody's gonna invest in you. He said, there are people out there who don't have half the information you have or half the knowledge you have that are getting engagement and selling out and doing different things because they understand one thing. They understand how to get in front of people, how to market themselves, and how to expand their brand. We got to get into that place where we can't be afraid to get in front of these cameras and have these conversations. I just think about these conversations we had, like when we first started this whole thing with the podcast and all this stuff, and it was just a challenge for us because, you know, you came from the previous podcast who was going to be doing with a group of women. And that was a pivot, right? It was like, hey, This wasn't supposed to be me and you sharing a camera and having these conversations. Like, that's a pivot for us in our lifetime, in our life. Like, we struggle sometimes just being husband and wife. Now we gotta go at it as being business partners too while being husband and wife. And I know, being married is partnerships, but like, it never turns off. And I saw something in that process. I saw that you liked the process of the of being in front of the camera and talking about your business and being introduced into that entrepreneurial lifestyle. And I said, you know what, why don't we just continue it on our own terms so that way you can control the narrative? Because you being in a group with some other people and things don't go right, you don't control nothing. You got to kind of go into the flow of things. And that's what we saw. So listen, that was a pivot for you. Hey, I want to do my own thing. I want to control my own destiny. We did this. We created this brand. We had to learn to pivot around each other now, or adjust around each other, because husband and wife, Kevin and Edwina relationship was different than business partner Kevin and Edwina relationship. So it's those things. And like, I think you divorced me like 20 times in 2022. Like 20 and 2022 was the number I think you was hitting me with. And this year, I don't think I got a threat this year. So I'm doing good. We pivoting in a better direction.
I don't know about you didn't get a threat this year, because that sounds extreme. But when you talk about pivot, 100%, that's exactly what happened. And it's important to say, like, pivoting is okay. Outgrowing something is okay. Maybe the pivot in what you're doing leads you closer to, you know what I'm saying, where your overall final destination should be, or should have been in the first place. I think I was supposed to be a part of that podcast to say, hey, let me introduce you to podcasting, and then, you know, pivot on to my own thing. Our podcast has put us in rooms and places that I don't think I could have gone with that group of women, and no shade or diss towards them. It was just finding different coaches and going to different rooms. I don't think that was where we were going with that particular thing, because there was a group of four women and all of us would have had to agree on where the business was going to take us. And sometimes that's a little harder to do. So I think this was always supposed to be the pivot. And a lot of times when you're pivoting in business, sometimes you feel like it's a setback, but sometimes it's a setup for a bigger success. And I think that's what that was for us, is, you know, hey, let's pivot into this. This became an extension. And even like when we talk about, you know, you were doing the grant writing before, and our first Boss Fest, before Boss Fest even had a name, and it was a pop-up shop. But like, people don't realize, like, this started as a pop-up shop. Why did we have a host at a pop-up shop? I don't know, but shout out to Jason Alexander, because he was our, you know, our first Boss Fest host. But we were really coming out to just say, you know, hey, we're about to start these two businesses in the community. I want to show you guys what we do. And then I think somebody said, well, why don't y'all like have somebody teaching something about business? We're all business owners. Let's learn something while we're here. And then we were like, sure, we should learn something while we're here. And the more we started like changing that, it's become kind of like what it is today. But that was all pivoting and learning as we grow. And I think the first time we went to InvestFest, we were like, oh my God. And the complete I guess outline of what we were doing kind of flipped, because it was all about the vendors at first, and then it became all about the education and just really seeing people that were going from, hey, I'm attending InvestFest, to I'm a vendor at InvestFest, to hey, I bought out, like I completely sold out everything that I brought to InvestFest. And those things are amazing to hear and watch the people grow. But it's all about being able to pivot to what that looks like. Like, we're even talking about, like, is InvestFest launching their vendor spots now? Because it's our time. And those things are pivoting and putting you in better places. But had we not started from then, we wouldn't be having those conversations now.
I'm just sitting here thinking about that. We had a host for a pop-up event.
I don't know why. Like, I mean, shout out to Jason, but I don't know why we had a host for
a pop-up event. Because, you know what, it just tells you we were thinking on a different level, right? We were thinking about how can we make our event better than anything else. And let's be for real. We say it all the time. We've said this quite often, collaboration over competition, but you got to be competitive. You got to have that competitive fire in you a little bit. And as we saw local events and even national events, we was like, man, what can we do that makes ours just a step up versus something else? And if we would have just kept that same base plan that we had for the first pop-up shopping thing, when we were selling out 40 vendor spots at, I don't know, $20 or $30 a vendor and whatever spot cost it was, we probably, like I said, we probably still be at the Armory, 40 vendors doing this thing yearly. And like, all right, man, this is what it is. Like, just getting people an opportunity in the space for them to put their brands out there, especially new brands and things of that nature. But we saw that we spend most of my, especially me, I spent most of my time educating people, especially about grant writings and the grant writing process. And I was like, man, it got to be more to this. So let me show you this. And the people I saw that was in the room who didn't even have their business structured right. And I was like, listen, man, let me help you. I know this stuff. I do this stuff. I've done it for youth organizations. I watched my father do this stuff. I have been bred to give people this knowledge in this space. I don't know everything, but when it comes to nonprofit and grant writing and setting stuff up, like, I have an edge over most. And there's still a ton more that I can learn and grow from, and I continue to get better with it. And that was that catalyst for us. We're like, man, we got to go better with this. We got to go bigger than it. And I just think we was in a very small room in the top of the Armory, where the camera was in the middle of the aisle and people were cutting across the camera angle and stuff like that. No stage, just some basic chairs to stage and, you know, displays. And like, it's just a whole different beast. Sometimes I wish I should have kept it small. I would only be like at $2,000 right now versus 20. But hey, sometimes to be successful, you gotta invest in yourself and believe in yourself. So we was locking in.
I mean, that's the difference, for sure, is investing in yourself. I think that's a huge like takeaway that you said while you was trying to be shady. But you don't know what you don't know. So when you invest in yourself, you start learning more. So while you was like, I should have kept it at $2,000. But the point is, when you get in the room,
who was up in your shady with you?
Yes, with me.
My wife bougie. We don't always go.
No, bougie. Sir. No, sir.
Okay.
But so basically what I'm saying is you have to invest in yourself. It's like the saying where people say you got to buy your first class ticket. And it's not so you can be bougie, but it's so you can expand your mindset. Because once your mindset opens up to what the possibilities are, it can never go back to what it was before. And that's like, okay, when you start getting the general admission tickets for every event you go to, you're like, all right, it's general admission. I'm in a room. But then you buy your first VIP ticket to an event. And then you say, wait a minute, I'm separate from those people back there. And you start seeing the difference on what VIP gets you. Then you start noticing the first thing you do when you look at an event is you figure out what's the VIP, because I want that level before I start looking at general admission, because I know what that felt like opposed. So it's really the investment in yourself. And that's huge, because people will say it all the time, but until you experience it, you don't really know. Because going to an event and then seeing what investing in yourself looks like changes your idea on what an event should be for you. And a lot of people think, okay, like, I'm going to make it beautiful. I'm going to put, you know, the balloons up, and I got, like, you know, like all the things in the room. But then when it comes to the education, and people will say that, like, when you think about the education, you're like, okay, how do I educate people? Like, they came to the event, the vibe was good, it looked good. Now, what about feeding the mind? And for me, like, when you think about the different levels of Boss Fest, because now we're on Boss Fest number 5, I was like, you know, I can't focus on the visual piece of it. Like, I need to now hire someone that can focus on the visuals for me. I need to figure out how I'm feeding the mindset of the entrepreneur, and let me think about all the different aspects of what an entrepreneur that they need. if you're talking about entry level, someone going into six figures and eventually seven figures, what is that business owner thriving for, and what can this room get them? Because if this room can help feed your mind, then you're going to come to the next event. You're going to follow the next speaker. You're going to want to get in that room. You're going to want to get in that community, because that's what this is. And that's how you say collaboration over competition. So, but we wouldn't have known that if we weren't getting in the rooms and investing in ourselves.
That's critical. That's critical. But just so you know, you is bougie, but
you just couldn't not be like, no, I'm not.
No, I'm just saying, and it's okay to be bougie. Like, I'm thinking about it now, right?
It is okay to be bougie, but I am not.
All right, let's preface it differently then. It's okay to elevate yourself from your past self. And
okay,
I know we've kind of played in this in business, basically. We can talk about this and just in personal relationships and friendships and things of that nature. I remember I was that person who would like to drive everywhere, right? Like, hey, man, we got to go somewhere. Oh, man, we can drive it. We can drive it. We can drive it. And then I started flying more. So just like, okay, I can, this flying thing isn't as bad as I thought. Just like, okay, how do I get the most out of flying? How do I maximize this flying thing? Now to the point where it's like, man, you tell me to drive somewhere, I'm like, man, I start getting depressed about it. Like, I wish I could fly to Orlando sometimes. Like, hey, like, man, I can't get on this flight over here in Lakeland and just drop me off in Orlando, because I really do not want to drive. But it took a different mindset.
Should I start looking at some flights?
We're doing what we got to do right now. It is what it is. But
no, and that's not, to me, that's not bougie. That's an elevation of your mindset. Because once you start flying somewhere and you start thinking, because you have to change your mindset, because you're thinking, I will drive there because that's saving me XYZ dollars, because I'm driving and I'm not paying for the flight or the parking at the airport and whatever comes along with that. But then when you start thinking about the time that you gain back, quantify your time that you can't get back. Because if the drive is 8 to 16 hours, that's time gone when you can fly there in three. So that's an elevation of your mindset. That's not bougie, it's elevation.
Fair enough. And I'll keep playing with this space here. Think about how we used to vacation, right? When we was early, it was like, hey, it's the summertime, young kids. It was like, ooh, we was excited to go to Leaky Tiki. We was excited to go to a resort that had a pool and a water slide, which was 30 minutes up the road or 45 minutes up the road. It's like, oh my God, this is gonna be great. And for those few years that we did it, it felt like the best. And then we got introduced to cruising. And then as we saw the cruise, I can never go back to just going up the road for a vacation again, because it just doesn't make sense. And then we got like, all right, now we did the cruise thing. And it's like, you do a 2-day cruise, a 3-day cruise. Then once you started doing like the 8-day cruises and stuff like that, you'd be like, man, I can never be that person. If I did do a cruise, I can do a 2-day or 3-day cruise, because it just felt like it's a waste of time and energy. Then once you elevate beyond cruising.
I don't know. I can do a 3-day just because, but I understand what you're saying.
I get what you're saying, but like, if you're doing a 3-day cruise just because I just want to get on the boat and I want to escape, not that I really want to.
Yeah, I'm just saying I'm going to take a time out. I don't care what you say. I'm gone.
I'm just taking a time out. But right now, I thought about, like, man, we as a family have never really vacationed in the U.S. like that. It's not like we ever went to a different state and said, oh, man, we're going to do that. We've been to other countries before we said we was going to vacation in the state. So, excuse me, I'm at the point right now where I'm like, man, I don't even know if I can even offer. I don't even know if I can tell my family, hey, family, listen, this year, 2026, we're going to go to North Carolina. The great, go to the.
We did vacation in North Carolina before, though, to be clear, but okay.
Fair enough. But what I'm saying is that, you know what? Maybe that's why we don't do that no more. That's another story. Yeah, that's another story. But when you go to different places, when you get on flights and you're like, man, you go into different countries and experiencing different cultures and customs, like, it's tough to go back and look at your kids once you got, or look at your family, like, all right, y'all, we gonna do this vacation in Arkansas this
year. So you say all that to say that that is now bougie? Like,
I'm saying that we have not, absolutely. People outside looking in at us be like, man, that's some bougie junk. Man, y'all doing it this way. And when people say it back to us, we be like, man, that ain't that big. But to them,
but people will say world. That things are bougie because they don't understand the process you went to get there. So what you just explained was a process. When we had young kids, we took them to Leaky Tiki, and to them that was the world. They were amazed. We started out with 3 days, we made it up to a week, and we went to Leaky Tiki. Kids didn't know it was 30 to 45 minutes up the road. And I mean, I remember that we graduated from Leaky Tiki to Orange Lake, and we was like, oh shoot, we Orange Laking it now, like look at us. But the kids thought that was amazing. Then when we went on a cruise, they were like, oh my goodness, the boat is taking us to someplace different. And that felt amazing to them. So this is all a path of growth. So if you compare that to your business, we're saying we're talking the same type of language. Yep, so yep. It's expanding your mindset. So you go on a cruise and you say, dang, that was better than I expected to be. That was a little 3 day. I could probably do a 5 day. So now you take the family on a 5 day. So now when our kids go on an 8 day, they don't go on an 8 day and say, all right, mom, I'm ready for the 8 day. These kids are like, the 8 day only going to the DR? I done been to the DR. But that's because you have expanded their mindset. That's not bougie, but it's bougie if someone just heard them say, oh, we only going to the DR, they would say, okay, your kid is bougie. Like they don't appreciate the DR. But what we're saying is we've taken them on a journey of elevation. So to them, that's become normal. So they're saying, what's the next elevation level for us parents? So what do you say? Let's take them on a trip. Let's get on a plane to fly somewhere. So they went on their first plane. That was exciting. That's new. All right, let's go to Africa. So they go to Africa. What did they come back and say? That was different. I wanted to be able to do that. Let's go somewhere different. So it's all about elevating, which is the same concept as you tell somebody, hey, buy your first class ticket. Because once you buy that ticket and you elevate your mindset, you can't go back. So it's not being bougie, but I'm asking every entrepreneur, every person in business, if you got a friend in business and your friend is like whatever, help them elevate. Because sometimes you are stuck in that small mindset and you don't know how to get out of it. We spent years going to Leaky Tiki until we graduated to Orange Lake, but people wouldn't know that. But for us, that was amazing. I see people who have never left Polk County, who have never left Florida, and will tell you like, hey, you know, I don't know why you do all that traveling. Like, that's not good. You see the state of where the world is today, and ooh, America is this. Expand your mindset. Help somebody elevate, because that's exactly what that is. That's elevating beyond what you see in front of you.
I like that. I definitely like that terminology, that phrasing. It's a lot of people in business right now who still, I don't want to call it they got a Leaky Tiki mindset. There's some people that ain't even there, like you said. They haven't even left out their house when it comes to their business, right? They still in their own little narrow view. And we're trying to get you to see something different. And the education that you get when you step into these different spaces. And I'll never forget one of the best gems I got in any space didn't really come from the stage. It came from a person at an event that seen us doing something on social media that invited us to an event. And that was with the CBD business, right? And you know, we were struggling with the CBD brand because of all the legal regulations, the banking and everything else. And we know we're trying to do it the right way because we understand that this is still like a what they call a controlled drug or a controlled substance. And we were just struggling. And we went to an event and this dude just put me on to something. He just showed me something just in regular conversation. I'm like, man, golly, like this is so simple, but yet this can turn and make so much money. And I honestly got a feeling right now, if I started to produce those CBD drinks again, I feel like if I had the ability to make 50 more drinks right now, I would probably sell out of all 50 within probably about 2 days. The reason why I believe that, because people still come up to me, hey man, y'all still do the drinks, y'all still do the stuff, which means that the marketing that we put, that we could put behind it, was garnishing energy. And when people actually tasted the product or had it, they was in love with it. But it was the regulations behind it to just make these things challenging. So.
Yeah, look, the comment says, just give me the product.
Listen, the gummies, the drinks, like, I literally would take them. I ain't gonna say I supposed to take them to youth events, but I literally would go to places and people like, man, I know you got the drinks. Yeah, they're in the truck. Yeah, and I'm selling out. I would sell out about 400 bottles within 2 hours. Gone. I'm like, man, this was amazing. And no, I want to kind of create that energy in this next endeavor, because like I said, while we can't control federal regulations behind that stuff, we can take that blueprint and implement it in our other businesses. And I just want other people to see that in their business and their brand too. Sometimes people get into what they call an imposter syndrome, where they look at someone else's business, but like, man, I don't want to keep doing that. There can be a million photographers out here. There can be a million videographers out here. There can be a million DJs, a million people cooking chicken wings or hamburgers, whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is the marketing and the branding you putting behind your business is going to get you the energy. If you just outbrand the next person, put yourself out there, you'll get all the sales. And that's what we're doing now. You're seeing the ramp up of the Boss Fest brand and the energy behind it. And it's going to continue. Like, you saw it start up like a few months ago, but as we build in 2026, it will not stop. Because by the time we get to the next Boss Fest event next October, we want to make sure things are so sold out and so maxed out that we ain't got to think about, oh man, where do we put this? I honestly, I really want to bring it back to Polk County, but I don't know if Polk County ready.
I mean, I guess that's a question we would have to see. And I don't necessarily even know if it's Polk County that is ready, but when we were shopping venues, because that's a huge thing, like when you talk about where we're going with the brand and maybe breakouts and in multiple days, like the vision is large. So thinking about what that looks like as far as Polk County is a logistics thing. But I wanted to touch on what you said about people being stuck in their business, like, you know, stuck in the house in your business. And I had said before, like, you know, tag a friend that needs to get out of that mindset. But I remember myself being in that mindset, and it's a scary place because you're operating from a level of comfort, and you know, in this house, I'm comfortable, right? Like, maybe I'm making a few dollars in my business, I'm going to my 9-to-5 and it's okay. But stepping out into the world puts you on Front Street, it puts you on a show, like people get to now comment about what you're doing. And all the time, those comments aren't great. So I feel like it's not necessarily a dig to tell people, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to step out of that house and go into something else, but something greater waits when you do that. And that's the piece that I want to tell people, is sometimes being in a room next to someone, it's not always about who's on the stage. It could be the person next to you. Because in that same scenario where you were talking about, somebody showed you just one little tidbit to add to your business, which created those drinks. Someone also saw us on social media, had us come to their event. They watched us on TikTok, and we were at an event like we were famous, and we're like, we struggling in our business. But they were watching us and saying, you give me inspiration. So you never know, like, who's looking at what you're doing and gathering that information. So you can't be afraid. Like, just, you got to get out of the house. No and doubt. I want to read this comment because I know you're going to say something, but you have moved it from the stage so fast.
It was up there for so long. Go ahead.
I was talking a lot. But it said, I love the work y'all put in. Authentic, impossible, imperfect. The butlers are for the people. And because of that, you will stand out. You are ahead of your time. Folks can't comprehend sometimes. I think Atlanta should be next. Since I feel that. Go That's ahead. All I'm gonna say. I feel that.
Go ahead. Pack the house up. Move that off the stage.
pack the house up. And that's really like, that's important to say because a lot of people do move to Atlanta because it's forward thinking, right? And there's a lot of like celebration. I hear a lot of people talk too, like when I travel to Atlanta, there's a different type of vibe where there's community, there's collective. If everybody is traveling to Atlanta to get that, shouldn't we, oh, she told me to read it again.
Mm-mm, you read it enough.
Okay, I read it enough. I'm gonna read it again for my own personal, because maybe I went too fast. But anyway, so if a lot of people are traveling to Atlanta to get that community, then why can't we bring that here? You know what I'm saying? Oh, it said I read the words wrong. You still told me don't read it. Okay, yeah, I am. I'm getting straight. Okay, since I'm gonna read it in a little bit. So if y'all are following the live, I read the words wrong. Y'all go back and read it with me because Kevin ain't gonna let me stop and read it. But if a lot of people are traveling, why can't we bring that community to our local areas? It's crazy that people have to move to different cities to be able to find that community when literally it should be right in front of you, right? There can be small businesses and community everywhere. And it just takes for people to step out and be the change.
I don't think it's that. So this may offend some people if they hear this. And I know I'll say I get trapped in this mindset sometimes as well, is we judge people off of their past, right? If I'm just meeting someone, your past is not the present. So I can only judge you what I see now. But if you're in a community, you in your home area, people remember who you was in high school, when I was Arkansas, when I was Thug, and they don't know me as Mr. Butler or Kevin now, and they're still judging me off of that, then yeah, it's gonna be hard to break out of certain these cycles. Like I said, those past, those things that I did as a child, as I was developing and then coming to my own, like I said, you know, we gotta sometimes let those things go. And sometimes it's tough because we build a personal attachment to what people, what we think people are, what they should be. And sometimes, you know, we got to decipher what's real and what's fake out there. But I think all of us can, you know, all of us got a story, got a past, right? And none of us want to be judged by the past if we continue to progress and build something towards the future. And when it comes to businesses, people remember who you was. And I'm only going to speak about Kim Possible because I remember you brought the story to me like when Eva was very small, our daughter, she's a sophomore in college now. And I remember when she was cheerleading and they was trying to get some tutus made for an event or something. And you had reached out to Kim Possible before she became who she is now. And it was like, man, it's just a piece of a string and a yarn. And she just had a bounce house and some other stuff. And it was like, man. And I remember her telling her story on a different podcast. Like she was being judged and penalized in our own community once she left here. And she was able to move away from who people knew who she was and people could see who she's becoming. She's been able to grow and expand in that space. And I definitely, like I said, I always want to keep bringing my community up. And that's the activist that's in me. I watched it with my father. Like, it's like, hey man, we only get there together. So I want to make sure my community is going with me, but we can't continue to penalize people based off of what we think we know about them. If they're showing us something
different. That's a word right there. That's a word.
Like I said, if they're showing us something different and it feels genuine and authentic, let's see what it's about. Let's give them grace.
So, you know what, because I sent you a post today and I'm not going to get too much into it, but I was like, oh, somebody just started a new business venture. And I instantly went to the old them. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And I know sometimes because you know the track record or someone, sometimes it's almost hard to get your mindset out of that. Because I was like, oh, you doing that? I don't know about that. But what you're saying is like, that's a major bar, is people elevate. And I've been, you know, just since I met you, probably six or seven versions of myself. I'm not the 19, 20 year old that met you. I've elevated past that. And sometimes, like, you know, you can be two versions of yourself in the same year. Like, you just learn so much and you keep learning about yourself that you're able to elevate. So that's huge to be able to say, you know, like, people sometimes do hold on to that. And I noticed that, you know, in myself. And you have to realize that people have elevated beyond that and can now be a different version of themselves.
Listen, I feel like we don't say it enough tonight.
Get your Boss Fest ticket, right?
Get your tickets.
Do they have the same walk? Sometimes we see the energy they put off. Oh. Now, the energy needs to be authentic. So in this post that I've seen, I didn't go really in detail, but definitely authentic energy is what should attract you. And I think Kim Possible is a great example of that, because we see her now online, like, she's winning, she's doing things. She was going to the Jennifer Hudson show, which is amazing, right? Teaching other party planners. So don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Get in the room. Like, we're telling you right now about Boss Fest and we're talking about 2025, but we're already like ahead and thinking about 2026. And the thing is, it's always like, everybody wants to be on once it's popping, but how many people help you get it out the mud? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many people support the vision when it's just starting? So get in the room when there's like-minded people, people who want to support you, people who want to help you grow and build a community. Find something that you can learn and elevate. The fourth quarter is upon us. Like, we are now talking about what our Black Friday sales look like, how we're going into Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, Christmas time, and going into next year, 2026, because entrepreneurship is the gold and we are building wealth for our families. So if you want to learn and you want to grow and you want to connect to other entrepreneurs, Boss Fest is a place for you. Grab your ticket at www.boss-fest.com. We are 11 days away from Boss Fest and we are bringing the heat to the stage. This is not an event that is about Kevin and I. This is an event about collaboration and education, and we hope to see you in the room.
And that's all we got. Thank you again for joining us on the Boss Fest podcast. We will see y'all next Wednesday before the Boss Fest. You know what? I don't know if we can see them next Wednesday.
I don't know if we put no before Boss Fest show, because we got work to do. And when I tell you the grind is like, this is the time we are grinding out. We are no sleep until Boss Fest. So y'all stay tuned. We'll post on the socials. I don't know if we're doing a show on Wednesday. I'm just going to be transparent with that.
You'll probably get a repeat show. You know what? I think I'm going to try to do a pre-recorded show for Wednesday. I think we're going to have a good conversation. But until next time, we'll see you. I'm the biggest boss that you seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you seen thus far. Cause it's just another day in the life of the boss. I'm liking the results that I'm getting. And like Bethany said, you have to know when to pivot and make that shift. When things are not going right in the world or in your business, you have to learn how to make that pivot and learn, what do I need to change?
A lot of people are in debt, but that's why, do not get that car before you get that house.
That's where the money is. Focus on the brand deals, I would say, is the big money.
So collaborating with those big brands. Collaboration. Oh, yeah. Collaboration.
Tag them all and tag them. If you're eating their Publix cookies, tag Publix. If you're whatever brand you're wearing or is in your content, go ahead and tag them. Get their attention. And you know, they might be in your next DM. Bust a head of parking lot on smash.
I'm the biggest boss that you seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you seen thus far. Cause it's just another day in the life of the boss.
I've seen people in 5 years, in that 5-year plan, like, they're on the high side, and then, like you say, when they hit rock bottom, they run from it. But what I've noticed, and this is like with any business, but especially in event promoting, is it about you or is it about the people? I think a lot of people go wrong because they want to be cheered for. They want to be this is, yeah, they want to be Diddy. It's me in front instead of the brand that you're building, the company that you're building is in front, you know. And I think that when you make those mistakes, it takes you back, and that's what can destroy you in 5 years.
They make money, they get paid. So don't think of a nonprofit as being a business that you do not get paid. At some point, you will get to that point where you're able to pay yourself from your nonprofit. But again, don't forget your why.
Entrepreneurship is not easy. I've cried so many nights. The money that I've thrown away trying to make this thing work. Y'all, please don't tell my husband because he may divorce me. But I say I give up so many times, but then I start again. And it's so important when you're an entrepreneurship to say, I'll get up and I'll do this again. I thank this man right here because he stands beside me. He supports me, and together we are going to make this thing work.
I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far.